Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shift Spotlight Podcast. Today, we are here with Tara Stubbins. She is the founder at Take It Easy Group and can be found at takeiteasygroup.com. So welcome to the show, Tara.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
So Take It Easy. Let's just dive right in there. What is the Take It Easy Group?
Take It Easy Group, we are a team of fractional executive assistants and chief of staff. We specialize in helping visionary founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs who have really big dreams and goals. They just don't want to be in the busy work of their business and just need help pushing those goals forward through strategies, systems, operations, administration.
Yes, yes. And so what motivated you to start this type of business? Because there's a lot of fractional folks out there. But you know, this fractional side that you do is a bit different. And yeah. So you've obviously tried, there was a gap to be filled, but how did this all kind of come about?
Yeah. So let me take you back a little bit to when I first started working. I started my career as a personal assistant chasing rock stars around the world. So I lived on tour buses. I lived that rock and roll lifestyle. I supported the Rolling Stones for two world tours, worked very closely with Mick Jagger. I worked with Lady Gaga, the guys from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is like amazing. I mean, I noticed the guitar in the background when we first got on, but now like I got goosebumps. Like it's all making sense. So keep going. This is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely interesting background. So saw it all, did it all out on the road. And when I was a personal assistant, it was back in the days when there was no like Google or cell phones were there, but not really like, I don't know. It was, you had to text by pushing number, but the buttons like four times to get a letter. Yeah. Yeah. So like before Blackberries and all of that. So, you know, I had to like really be not that personal assistants aren't true personal assistants now, but I really had to figure things out on my own. And I realized that I absolutely loved it. And I had this big aha moment one day about 10 years in where I knew that I absolutely loved helping people. I just really wanted to help more than one crazy rock star at a time. And so I came off the road.
You wanted multiple crazy rock stars.
I wanted one, pretty much, yeah. I had this like big vision, a typical visionary, but I had no business background. I was a dirty roadie. I had no idea what I was doing. But I had this big vision that I just wanted to help more people. So I came off the road and I opened up my first business in 2007, which kind of merged into a lifestyle management personal concierge business because that was my background. So it was helping high net worth, high profile individuals just run their day-to-day, their homes, their multiple homes, their lives.
Yeah.
And in doing that, because I was a new founder, a new entrepreneur, and didn't know what I was doing, I was craving the community of other founders, other entrepreneurs. Back when I opened the first business in 2007, there wasn't a lot of like networking opportunities. There wasn't co-working spaces. I remember in Toronto, Canada, where I lived, there was one grant that you could apply for at the time. So like the resources weren't really there. So every time I found another founder or entrepreneur, they became my best friends. I was like, I want to be part of your network. I want to just know what you're doing. And in that process, because that became my world, I then realized that founders, these visionary founders who had amazing ideas, were getting stuck at a certain level of success and they couldn't get over that hump. Yeah. And they never had the means to hire a really full-time strategic partner. They could hire, you know, virtual assistants from overseas, which is great. And I definitely agree and tell people to do that. But sometimes you outgrow that level of help and you need something more. They were hiring, you know, like their mom or their aunt or their neighbor, and they just needed more.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm just going to help you. And I just started helping just casually, just my friends. And then it turned into what Take It Easy is now, with really helping these people with big visions, big goals. I'm a true believer that, you know, startups and founders are the ones who are changing the world. And I really want to be a part of it. I think that people have such cool ideas. I know I'm never going to be able to cure cancer or, you know, go to the moon or Mars, but it would be really cool if I could be part of a company that did. And then that turned into my mission.
So you really want to exceed working with Mick Jagger and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's interesting because the kind of creative, you know, musicians that I spent the first little bit of my career with really taught me how to lean into, you know, helping people who think like that creative style and outside of the box and not necessarily in systems and operations.
Yeah, true.
And I was always the one who had to take this really wild idea and turn it into something that could actually be done and processed.
Right, right. And so these fractional folks that you work with, are they 1099s? Are they W-2s?
Yeah. So there, another thing that stands out with Take It Easy is that all of our employees are full-time salaried benefited employees of ours. And then they work with between one and three clients at one time. We don't count hours. We don't block people into specific times of day because we find it very hard to be like strategic between one and three on Thursdays or whatever your block of time is. So we really like to embed ourselves into the companies that we're working with and really kind of join as almost a full-time team member. And all of our executive assistants and chief of staff are based in Canada and the United States. So we don't offshore. Again, I think virtual assistants offshore are absolutely amazing for people who are starting businesses. I think they're also really great to learn how to delegate, to get stuff off your plate, to learn to let go a little bit. But then there comes a time where you just need that extra strategic support behind you.
Right, right. And so how many of those W-2s do you have at this time?
Yeah, we're a team of 16 right now. We're always growing. We're always expanding to be able to, again, help really cool startups. So, but our model is we don't, you know, take on everyone and bring in everyone into our ecosystem. People really have to have like that goal and really want to be able to hit it and kind of give everything that they can to hitting it. And also they have to have a cool vision, because if it's not cool, I don't know if we want to be part of it.
Interesting. Interesting. So as you've scaled your business, I mean, 16 employees is, that's up there, you know, what challenges have taken you by surprise?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. So as I was growing, as I said, I had zero business background at all. I didn't know what I was doing. I was learning on the fly. And in 2020, I guess probably because the world went remote, we were already remote before, but the world went remote. So our services were needed even more. There was a lot of funding going into tech companies and they wanted our services a lot. So between 2020 to 2023, we 12, 13, sometimes 15 times our business year over wow. year. Wow. We were making almost 100 grand month over month for at one point. So we did, we scaled incredibly quickly. And the problem was, is we didn't do what we preached, or I didn't do what we preached. So I didn't build the systems to, for the foundation to be able to hold the level of scale and success. Mm-hmm. And so we were hiring, well, we were chasing vanity metrics. So we were bringing any client in that said that they could possibly pay us one day. I had somebody paying me in like homemade soup. And, you know, of course, that wasn't paying the payroll. Like it was getting messy, but we wanted to say we have 100 clients.
Literally, soup was getting messy.
It was getting messy. Yeah. We wanted to say that like, oh, we hit this number, we hit this goal. And our hiring internally was, like, can you start tomorrow? Do you have experience as an executive assistant? Can you pass a background check? Yes, yes, yes. Sure. Here you go. Here's a client.
Right.
So you can see, obviously, what happened is we weren't succeeding in the client matches and we weren't succeeding in the executive assistant team matches. And so our business went from, or my business went from sky high to crashing to almost like 30K month over month. So to the point at the end of 2023, I actually thought about closing the whole thing and declaring personal bankruptcy. Actually, it got really bad.
Yeah.
And at the, during like the beginning of 2024, I was thinking about like, do I want to continue? Do I want, like, what am I doing? Who am I? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just,
and it's that, that is like, I so appreciate your candor here because I don't think there's a single visionary or entrepreneur out there that hasn't had that moment of who am I? What am I doing? Why did I start this business? I'm miserable. Can I make it work? You know, the self-doubt when you are on top yeah. is a common theme with all visionaries.
Yeah, when you're on top and when you lose it all, because then it's like, maybe I'm not meant for this. Maybe yeah. I should go back to chasing rock stars around the world, but I knew I didn't want to do that. Maybe I should get a corporate job. You know, it's all this like, you know, why did this happen? I'm not good enough to be an entrepreneur. All of that self-doubt happens too. But I always came back every time I was thinking about it. I even applied for other jobs. And every time I thought about it, I came back to, no, I really want to help people, as many people yeah. as I possibly can. And I knew that the systems that we were building for our clients were making these companies scale and grow. And I was just like, why didn't we do that for ourselves? And so, spent most of 2024 actually building systems and foundations and having a hiring plan and figuring out who we actually work with really well and what our clients actually are doing and who we want to work with. And then once that became aligned, it was really easy to then, you know, find the clients that we really wanted to work with and find the people that we really wanted to bring on our team and have them excited to work together.
Right,
but it took a long time to rebuild and it's still up and down. It's not like we've, you know, oh yeah, I figured it out and here we go again. So
nobody figures it out because even the most successful companies, how much revenue are you doing now?
So now we're at about 75,000. Okay. So we went from 30 to about 75. So yeah.
And most entrepreneurs or visionaries, what they find is, you know, they figure it out to a certain threshold. And when they hit that threshold, there's a new set of problems that come at that threshold. And then they're refiguring it out again, right? So it's not just this, it's like businesses are like, you know, clay. You got to morph and mold them. You don't just stick it in the oven and it's cooked, done, and you never need to worry about it again. So that's the nature of the beast. And I truly appreciate because your candor and everybody goes through the ups and downs, but we don't talk about that as much, the downs, because we want to put out this persona that everything is okay. We're always successful. But meanwhile, we're, you know, in the corner crying because like we just bounced a check that shouldn't have been bounced. And that is the grit and resolve that gets the business owners from like those who make it and those who don't, right? It's that hard, it's getting through the hard times.
Yes. And getting through the hard times multiple times.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I think a lot of us have the, we can maybe get through it once, but then trying to get through it again and again is really hard.
Yeah.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So what are the top things impacting like your industry right now? They could be positive or negative.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. So as we were trying to, or I guess I should say I keep saying we, but it really is me. But I like thinking of it of the team as a team.
Yeah, yeah.
As I was trying to figure out, one of the things that we were struggling with is that a lot of the founders that we really, really want to help with or help along their journey weren't getting the funding. They were, you know, companies that needed that kind of venture backed or angel backed funding, and they just weren't getting it. And so all they cared about were sales. Mm-hmm. Can you bring me in sales? Are you a type of people who can, you know, bring sales and close sales? And no, we're not salespeople. We're assistants. So, so that was always a struggle. So it was affecting kind of the executive assistant and even the fractional models. I talked to a lot of fractional business owners, and they're all saying the same thing, that that kind of like the tech boom and the VC money that's going to these tech industries is scaling back a lot, and people are becoming very cautious about where they're putting their money. And so it's really interesting that the bootstrapped founders, who are really and service-based founders and brands that have like multiple products behind them, again, kind of bootstrapped, are the ones who have these like big visions, big goals, and are doing really well in the industry now. So it's a big shift away from like traditional tech VC back to these bootstrapped, really gritty, kind of service-based almost founders, coaches, influencers, again, other like service providers. Those are the ones who seem to be really doing well right now through the economy and the political landscape.
And so is that who you're primarily servicing right now?
Yeah. So again, our business is industry agnostic. So happy to help anyone and everyone. But we do
business.
As long as it's a cool business, you got it. Or a cool founder. But yeah, so we go in cycles. So it kind of is where the kind of money is where we're going, really. So right now the trend is influencers, coaches, service providers. We help a lot of like former athletes who have multiple brands who need help, you know, kind of cross aligning all their ideas. So yeah, it's just kind of again, where like the cycle and the economy is going.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs who are just starting their journey?
So I do a lot of podcasts and, professional speaking, and I always say three things for this question. One is, for me, I've been surrounded by a lot of really successful people in my, especially in my kind of former life.
And crazy people too.
And yes, it's very true.
And if you can survive crazy people, you can survive just about anything.
It's true, right? Sometimes I think I'm a little crazy myself to keep putting myself through it, but here we are. But there's two really powerful things that separate people who are successful from the people who struggle. And that is, one is having a dream or a goal that you do not let go. The successful people that I know are like a dog on a bone to their, to their goal. And you can kind of forget about the big picture for a moment and concentrate on smaller aspects of the goal, but that big picture is never going away. It's still there, like 0.01%. Mm-hmm. They never forget about it. And then the second thing is focus. So people really need to, and entrepreneurs, no matter if you're starting out or if you're farther along in your journey, and it's what helped me rebuild, is really understanding how to focus your time. Obviously, entrepreneurs can get really distracted with the next shiny thing. There are thousands of things on our plate, thousands of fires we have to put out. Sometimes feels like the world is just like attacking us. And, you know, what problem am I having, or problems do I have to solve today? So it's really being able to focus on that big goal, being able to move the needle at some point in the day towards the big goal as you're kind of putting out the fires. And in that, understanding, like, you know, urgency versus important. So is this something that, you know, is screaming that it is on fire and I absolutely have to put it out? Or is it something that's important, but I can just maybe put it off until tomorrow and concentrate on something else? So that focus and determination.
Said on our podcast, if everything is important, then nothing gets done, right?
So exactly. Yeah.
Well, I love that advice. And I really think that those are three super solid key takeaways that people can, you know, take and remember as they're in this journey, because you're right. The dog on the bone is a really good analogy, because if you are halfway invested in your idea, or, you know, you really want it, but you don't want it enough to get up at 3 a.m. to knock it out every day or whatever it is you need to do, then it is not going to work eventually. So I think you provide a very, very, very valuable service for people. And if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
They can reach out, takeiteasygroup.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active. Tara Stubbins, Tara with two R's. And yeah, I'd be happy to just chat too. I love just talking to entrepreneurs and trying to help as much as I can. If you think, you know, you have a problem with your systems, your business, or administration, always glad to help.
Awesome. Well, it was a joy having you on the show. And your interesting fact was at the top of the most I hear with your background. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.